By the words and the way that Sister White phrased this, I believe that you have every right to understand that what she's saying here is that the wicked are making this statement to the righteous shortly after their so-called temporal millennium began. She would have wrote it differently if the temporal millennium which the wicked believed in had began a few years ago. They're tying in what's going on right then and there with, this is the temporal millennium. It's beginning now. We're here. And the part I want you to see is that the temporal millennium evidently has began somewhere just prior to this time period, but the whole world's already converted to the Sunday law. Now, so that doesn't give you much room to identify any sequence, but one thing to note is this isn't the United States. Once you start understanding for yourself that there's the time period when the whole world receives a Sunday law in prophecy, but there's also a point in prophecy where the Sunday law comes to the United States. When Sister White talks about the Sunday law coming to the United States, she speaks about the United States. And when she speaks about the whole world being confronted with the Sunday law, she speaks about the whole world. There's a distinction, and that's because the Sunday law progresses. It begins in the United States, and the whole world follows the United States' example. Here, shortly after the temporal millennium, we're beyond the Sunday law in the United States. The whole world has already accepted it. That's just to set context for this next passage on the next page from the Great Controversy. We didn't take time to really establish for you that in Bible prophecy, when the United States clasps hands with Rome, that is the Sunday law. But if you go back a couple pages, you'll see a couple quotes where it's clear. When the United States clasps hands with Rome, that is symbolizing in prophecy in the writings of Sister White as the Sunday law. Crystal clear. But let's read this passage from the Great Controversy, 588-589. Through two great errors, the immortality of the soul and Sunday sacredness, Satan will bring the people under his deceptions. While the former lays the foundation of spiritualism, the latter creates a bond of sympathy with Rome. The Protestants of the United States will be foremost in stretching their hands across the Gulf.